Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chet Kopic died yesterday in a car crash near Hilton Head, South Carolina. He was 70. Reports say he was a passenger in that car. In a Facebook post, his daughter described him as a unique trailblazer. He was that. He was a sports anchor at Channel 5 in the 80s and a sports talk host in town. He announced roller derby and World Wrestling Federation, too. Robert Feeder, on his post today, reminded us that he wrote 5 books, and 2 of them were about himself. The Tribune's Phil Rosenthal, in the first sentence of his story on Kopic's passing, remembered that he wore a hip-length raccoon coat. On the radio, he'd tell callers, "Your dime, your dance floor." He had a certain flair. Did you get Dave Ennett, too, by the way? The former WGN radio host Dave Kaplan, now a fixture on Comcast Sports and AM 670 The Score, tweeted that Kopic was the godfather of sports talk radio. Capper's on line one. Welcome back to our little radio station here, David.
What's up, my friend? How are you?
Good. And you said that he got you in the door or influenced your career. I don't know the connection between you and him other than you were in the same business. What was that?
So, and it's great to be with you, John, because you know how much I care about you. I loved our time together at WGN.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know, now that I'm at ESPN 1000, I look back.
That was not even 10 seconds.
Well, because John said the score.
I did.
Steve,
you just put your headphones on.
I was the score, okay.
I had all of these, never mind. Sorry, Capper, you deserve better than that here.
So, anyway, I was a college basketball coach at Northern Illinois University. My boss gets fired, which means the assistants are out of work. So I'm looking for a job. I start a basketball scouting service, and there was nobody really doing that then. I took a couple of the newsletters I had written on college basketball, and I mailed them to Chet Kopic with a letter. He was the only guy, really, other than Chuck Swirsky, who was doing a little weekend stuff, David was doing it all night of the week. I sent him a letter. "Hey, man, if you ever want to talk recruiting, I'd be honored to come on your show," and never really expected to hear back. Came home, and I had a recorder. You didn't have voicemail then. I have a message. I turn it on. My mom is standing next to me. I'll never forget it. And, "All right there, David Kaplan, Chet Kopic here, Kopic on Sports. Can you bring your A game tonight? 8:30, we'll talk to Paul in Illinois. Bring your A game. Call me back." And I called him back, and he put me on, and it started, you know, a friendship that at times we had a complex relationship, as he did with other people that he mentored. But in the end, Chet is the one reason I can tell you that I am on the air in this town. Without Chet Kopic's influence, I never get into this business.
So it's a weird thing, though, because there, I hear people, and he used to be really mean to me on the radio when I was first starting, but I hear people talk about the reasons they might not like him, but they all end up liking him.
Or admire, you know, you can respond to that, Dave. Here's the thing about Kopic. There were times where I'd listen to him, and I wouldn't like what I was hearing. Sometimes I didn't even like the style because it seemed phony to me. I don't think it was, but I couldn't stop listening. You know, I think that's why I asked you guys to comment. You know, not so much on, I never met the guy. I was just a radio consumer for Kopic. If I did, I don't remember it if I met him. But I sure remember listening to him and thinking, what a weird way to talk. Do you know what I mean?
He knew it was showmanship. I was telling this on my show today that I was the first time I ever was in a radio studio. He invited me down there to come on and talk some college basketball recruiting, but I wasn't going to be in the first segment, so I got there early. I'm a little nervous. I've never been in that setting, and he invites me to come in and watch the show. I'm literally sitting in the studio. It's the board op, it's Chet, it's me. And what I was blown away by was he would literally have a typewriter and type out, "Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Kopic on Sports," and then take that page, turn it over, and the next page would be, you know, here's the phone number, take your calls, here's our guest, take it out, turn the next page. And everything was written down.
Oh, really?
I was blown away.
Huh.
And it was not an act. That was him. He said, it's show business, young man, and as soon as you learn that, you can get in the business.
WGN Radio Sports Director Dave Ennett's on a phone line, too. Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, Cap.
My guy, Dave Ennett.
Well, here's the funny thing. Just, you know, Cap's talking about his scouting service, and really the first time I became aware of Cap was hearing him plugging the, what was it, the Windy City Round Ball Review?
That's correct.
Yeah, with Chet. So, I mean, and then not long, and we worked together 20 years, right? Give
right.
or take. And that was my first knowledge of David Kaplan, was on Chet Kopic's show.
Dave,
yeah, without that, I never, ever make it in this business.
Dave, why don't you describe his style? Because that's what was intriguing to me, and obviously one of the things that made him successful. I think you need to have a style. A voice. You also have to have knowledge, information. You have to be a hard worker. There's a lot of things. But his style really set him apart. What was that? How would you describe that?
You know what? I think that it was a style that most of us would look at and say, well, I'm not going to do that because that doesn't seem genuine. But it was always have a one-liner for any occasion, even if it was the same one-liner you would use over and over again. He would have cliches that he used, and I don't think they'd work for David Kaplan. I know they wouldn't work for me, but they worked for Chet for whatever reason. He was one of those people that had a kind of a larger than life feeling about him. You know, when he walked in, a lot of people, we talked about this on Cochran's show this morning, he would walk through old Chicago Stadium during a Bulls game, not at a timeout, mind you, but during play, he would get up from his seat and walk, and he would get his fur coat, right, and he would wave to no one in particular, to one side of the stadium. And that's something that was a technique of his. It was like, okay, I'm not waving at John Williams sitting up there
right,
in the second
right.
balcony. I'm waving to everybody, but they think I see a friend up there or something.
Gian Greco was on with me this morning and said he was walking with Chet, and Chet turned and said, Section 308, how you doing? And he's like, Mark, never say hi to one. They had all of them.
even if you don't know any one of them, say hello to them all.
Yes, right. I mean, look, he was a guy who wanted to be noticed. That was clearly, and he was the best self-promoter I've ever met in this business.
Yeah.
And as you know, guys, there's a lot of good self-promoters in this business. But I think Chet was the king because he always managed to get his name in the columns. He always managed to get his guests on his show quoted in the sports columns. People knew who he was, even though he hadn't been on TV regularly. I guess he was on the old, I don't know if it was Sports Channel at the time. But after he left Channel 5, it's not like he was one of the nightly sports anchors in Chicago, and yet he was recognized everywhere.
Would you say that radio is a better format for him?
Honestly, he was on Channel 5. Dave, you might remember this better than me, but he was humongous on Channel 5. But Gian Greco told us what ended up costing him was clashes with management, which he had everywhere he went. And then there was a night, Johnny Carson's monologue is ready to go. That's their bread and butter. That's where they make their money. And they're like, Chet, rap. And I'm not done. And he kept going. And he signed off of sports and the music for Carson started. That's how close he cut it.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and that's when I first met Chet, when he came back to Chicago, even though he had continued, I think, to work the PA in the press box during Bears games, but I never met him until he went to work for Channel 5. And he was very nice to me when he came to town. I didn't know him, but I, you know, we met at some event, I think, involving Harry Caray. And I thought he was terrific on TV. And, you know, he had some really good anchors on the TV stations here at the time. And, yeah. And he and Johnny Morris in particular, I think, developed a big rivalry at the time. But yeah. I thought he was great on TV. I thought he had a TV personality that really lent itself better to TV than to radio.
That's interesting. Interesting. Dave Ennett, the WGN Radio Sports Director. Dave Kaplan over at AM 1000. Sorry about that, Capper. And also on TV as well, right?
Yes, at NBC Sports Chicago.
Never miss that show, John. You should watch it. It's a good one.
I always see him with
thanks, Stevie.
You've got
DeJesus,
big boy.
Doing the game cutaways and stuff like that. Good to hear you, Capper. All right. I miss you, man. Continued success.
You too.
And thanks
best
for jumping on.
Best friend and the kid.
Yeah. All right. See you, David. By the way, David.
All right, love you guys.
Mr. Ennett, thanks for jumping in with us, too, Dave. You're burning the candle at both ends. Thank you, Mr. Ennett.
Not exactly, but thanks. Happy to do it. See you guys.
See you, bud.